Bulk of this week, Senator, spent on the budget for Missouri's next fiscal year.
Yes, we had an exciting week this week in the Missouri State Legislature. The final budget is due Friday, May 5th, and this week the budget for the state of Missouri went out on the Senate floor where it had already passed in the House. Highlights of this year's budget include in House Bill 2, we are proud to announce that we fully funded the foundation formula for K-12 education to a total of $3.4 billion. Yes, that's $3.4 billion in order to fully fund the school foundation formula for K-12. We also were able to add $2 million in general revenue for virtual education. And I've talked about my virtual education bill and some of the students who fit more into a virtual education type of environment instead of a typical brick and mortar environment. In House Bill 3, we were able to add $76.5 million in Access Missouri Scholarship Program, and then also a $4 million increase for Bright Flight scholars for a total of $24.7 million. Our Bright Flight students are some of the best and the brightest in the state of Missouri and have to score, I believe, a 31 on their ACT and receive full tuition here in the state of Missouri. So most certainly, we want to keep our Bright Flight students here in the state. In House Bill 4, we included $100,000 for voter ID implementation. Voter ID, where you have to have a photo ID, will go into effect for the first time this August for the August 2017 elections. And we want to make sure that everyone that needs a photo ID has that opportunity to get one at no cost to them. It would be a cost to the state. And so we want to make sure that we've included enough funds for that. Some of the other highlights include in House Bill 7, we were able to add $300,000 for Missouri Main Street. Missouri Main Street does a lot of great things across our rural towns, especially around courthouse squares as well as town squares, and help out those small businesses. And then also include $5.3 million for the Missouri Job Development Program, and then $602,000 for the Missouri Military Advocate, with Missouri having a big military presence here, whether it's Fort Leonard Wood, Whiteman Air Force Base, or Rosecrans. We want to make sure that when the federal government thinks about closing military installations, the last place they think is Missouri. And so having a Missouri military advocate and the funds in order to do that will make sure that we can continue to make Missouri a friendly state.
The few days that remain between now and the deadline for having this budget to the governor, does that make the conference committee work a little more critical?
Most certainly. You know, having to pass the budget by Friday, May 5th, that means we have a week in order to go to conference. Typically, we would have 2 to 3 weeks in order to conference, but it definitely makes it more critical just having 1 week in order to do that.
For you, with your first budget in the Missouri Senate, any surprises on this side of the building and how things go?
Not necessarily any surprises. I did serve on the House Budget Committee for 5 years and was chairman of some of the appropriations for economic development and Department of Labor and a few others, Department of Revenue over in the House. So not really any surprises. The bills are the same, but the process and procedures are different. In the House, we have to have a balancing rule whereby if you want to increase funding for a particular program, you have to cut funding from a different program before you can increase another one. The Senate really doesn't work that way, but we still have to have a balanced budget. So that's probably been the biggest change.
Any idea if you'll serve on any of these conference committees?
No. Being a freshman legislator on the Appropriations Committee was definitely an honor in itself. So I'm the only freshman on that committee. Probably the conference committee will be in with some of the more senior members.